Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform, but while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, who runs With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I'm going to put a hit out on that fucking groundhog.
Now, I think did it predict more winter or not this time?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I wasn't sure if you're putting out a hit on it for predicting it or for being wrong.
No, it was right. It was very, very right.
So, Dev, you've had a nice snowy week. Anything else or just snow and work?
Honestly, that's about it. Snow, work, and my furry minions being a pain in the ass.
So an average week with snow.
Yep.
And hey, look, it's episode 20 of Beat Break, proof of genius. We might call this episode, they can't really... I'm not sure if they want us to feel something for Raito or not.
I don't know. Maybe they want to feel Schadenfreude.
You know what I think they want? It's not happening. Well, we'll get to it when we hit that moment. But I just came to the conclusion of what I think they want. So
they want us to feel bad for Monodramon for putting up with this little shit.
But first, we start off where we left off. Clay shows up. Orders a drink. I like when Cougarmon does something other than sleeping. We get him, like, really not happy that Clay's there. Clay complains about the monetary damage and wants Kyo to pay for his drink. And then Clay offers to team up with Kyo to take over the World Union. I can't decide if this was a real offer or just fucking with him.
Considering Clay is essentially blonde Giovanni at this point, I feel like, yeah, it was kind of a real offer. He didn't necessarily expect Kyo to take it, but I mean, if he did, it would have been profitable.
Yeah. He believes Wong's time has passed, and then he vaguely threatens Kyo, and then Kyo gets that look they give Kyo every time they want us to take him seriously.
Like, they're not going to find your body look.
Reyna's happy because they got a bonus for the auction takedown, and then we find out Masked Woman was cold-hearted in custody. And then that's interesting. We get back, so this was the dude from... The guy from the ministry shows up. That's the one he was from episode 6, just when they went back to the school.
Yes.
It's that guy.
And they were dealing with the Mimic Mon.
Yeah, and he makes it very clear. They're aware Clay did it. The problem is, he's a 5-star. They need actual evidence to arrest him. And they can't really get the evidence because, well, bureaucracy, basically. Yeah. And Kyo declines to take the job. Basically, taking on a 5-star is going to cause problems. Glowing Dawn's going to stay away from it. And then we swap to Tomro talking to his brother at the hospital. And then I will say I love the image of Gokuamon off in the distance just standing there waiting for him.
Yep.
And then we cut to a quick cameo for Hitomi. And man, I feel bad that Hitomi's in this episode. Do you know why, Dev?
Because she basically just gets to play Messenger off screen.
Yeah. So we wondered if Hitomi would be like an interesting recurring character. She showed up one more time after the initial stuff, and now she's just the plot device, which is never even a set up plot device. Like, did they ever set up that she knows anyone else from Glowing Dawn in the sense of being able to contact them?
No, but I think she just happens to know where Tomuro lives at this point.
Does she? Because she only ever saw
her. They were neighbors before, so...
I'm not sure she knows where he is now. Also, were they neighbors?
Originally, yes.
Okay, I didn't think they were actually neighbors. I thought they just happened to be in the same general area.
No, they were kind of like in like the same kind of like little apartment complex sort of block.
I forgot that part clearly then. Baiting Gokuamon, baits Tomuro with E-Pulse, knocks him out, beats Gekkomon with no trouble, and then takes them into a mirror world. I'm kind of disappointed that Hitomi's, like, been de-evolved into just, like, plot device.
Like, yeah, you're just here.
You're here for
so you can pass on.
You're here for 5 seconds, so we do not need to do any plot work to have Glowing Dawn figure out, even though they do not actually show up in the episode to help.
You can't exactly, you know, figure out where he is right away. It's like, hey,
To be fair, they figure out once it's shown up on TV, they show. And then we get Tomura and Gekkomon waking up in a battle arena with an announcer, and out pops a Greymon who appeared to be quite hurt when he first showed up. Every once in a while, we'll see a Greymon with like a scar or mark. This was, am I wrong? This was like a pretty like big scar on his side.
You know what? I wasn't paying that much attention. I thought it was just one of his stripes.
Now I'm wondering if I was wrong. I thought he had like a huge like pink scar.
Yeah, I was not paying that much attention. Yeah. I was looking at, ooh, fire.
And then we go to Clay, and then Naito shows him the battle. And Clay is actually legitimately shocked when Armalizamon and Tomura are there. And it's clarified they did not have anything to do with this. Someone hacked specifically to put him in. And I like Naito. He understands enough about what trouble is going to be about if they should just stop the matches, refund the bets, and get Tomura the fuck out of there, because that is not going to end up good for them.
No, like reputation-wise, yeah. And also Kyo is definitely going to fucking murder Clay.
And now what's interesting is at this point, Clay's reason for not stopping is to figure out what's going on first. Because once you stop everything, you're probably not going to figure out who did it, because you're causing too much problems. Battle continues. Greymon gets beat, goes back to Bodomon. I will say, I love the little way they had the Bodomon kind of pop across the screen.
It was funny.
Yeah. Then we find out the next battle will be Tomura and Gekkomon versus Raido and Majumon. And Tomura is shocked to see. Naito really wants to cancel.
Oh, did he get kidnapped too?
Yeah. And Naito really wants to cancel the match. Clay's like, the audience excited, bets are up. I want to know who hacked, but let's just go ahead. And then this is where, like, then we jump to Hodoruko for some reason spying on them.
Well, considering that Raito may or may not be in these fights consensually, I can see her being concerned.
No, I know. It's just kind of funny the way they show her, like, hiding when in theory, I think she could just be walking around there if she wanted to. Although I guess they have fucked up a lot lately.
Is she allowed to be there?
Then we get a Tomura eye catch. And then we get them in cells next to each other. I like Tomura talking to Monodramon because Raito just does not want to talk. So Monodramon is... Monodramon has a lot of personality here.
Then, I love him. He is a good baby.
Yeah. Then we get the explanation of the devices in the cells so they can't charge Sapotamas, which is neat. And then we get Greymon's partner being taken away as he screams and begs. And as Raido says, the losers vanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we jump to Glowing Dawn explaining they were told by Hitomi what happened. And then Zaki from the ministry shows back up along with a visual feed for the Colosseum and a lead. Zaki points out he thinks this is actually Clay's main business. And then we get to what I think was meant to be the crux of the scene of the episode, which is Raido commenting to himself, being told he was a genius since he was a kid, how he struggled controlling a Digimon, but not anymore. And he wants them to say they're a genius with that little flashback. I think what they wanted was for example, Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho or Bakugo from My Hero Academia. We're like the
area. As one of my friends put it, like, oh, gifted kid burnout.
That's what they want, but they've never presented Raito as interesting enough for that to work for him. Because he kind of is just a jackass, period. We never, like, got a moment before this that, like, lets us feel like, oh, he's just trying his best. He's not so bad. They're doing this while also telling us how much of a shithead he is.
Yeah, he's a complete bastard to his teammates.
I also think to
his Digimon.
I also think the structure, I'm not sure, works to present him with the gifted burnout or the not gifted enough when that's like the only character development he has at this point. Sort of, which is like...
Yeah, he hasn't really done anything that was considered genius compared to anyone else on the show.
Yeah, and that's where, for me, he kind of... Like, they want us to empathize with him, but they haven't done anything to do it. And then Gekkoman, then as they're being led to the arena, Gekkoman runs off to get food. The guards let him because they'll see their fate. And they find that Greymon's partner has been cold-hearted. And Tomura...
that sucks.
And then this is where... I feel like this is where Tomura being alone does a disservice to him, because we don't get the growth mentioned that Tomura is concerned about Raido and Monodramon. He says it like he can't let them stay here, but it feels like this is where we needed someone else there to point out that maybe he has grown a bit, because he's not just like a bit spiteful like he has been in the past. They kind of let that moment go in a way I don't like. You know what I mean?
And we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, but I would have liked to see it then is the problem, but hopefully. And then the announcer mentions Ozdarmon being as high as Monodramon can evolve, because that affects the bets. Tomura tries to convince Raido they can work together to leave. He really wants to prove that he's a genius. And then right as everything starts,
Senpai, notice me!
That's the weird thing. Like, we need the explanation why he gives... Like, I understand him wanting to be seen as a genius, but, like, they've already thrown him away. Like, he's decided he's going to work his way back up and prove he's great, but, like, they've already, like, kicked him down, you know what I mean? There's nothing to prove to them. Like, they aren't going to accept him even if he had always done it.
It's like, dude, you literally fucked up every single thing that was handed to you.
I think the only time he did not screw up that we saw was actually the first episode that he was in.
Yeah, I mean, if they kept more of that characterization, that could have worked out. But no, he was basically just eating shit and taking L's every single episode since.
Yeah.
They're telling us he's a genius, but they're not ever showing anything like it.
So we get Rampomon as things start. Gekkoman wants to evolve. Naito comments the hacker's too skilled, like he knows their system. Wink, wink. Clay also, I like Clay commenting he thinks this is Raito's final match. And Glowing Dawn doesn't understand why Tomura seems to not be evolving. Zaki is ignoring all this. I want evidence to put that bastard away. Kyo decides it's time to go rescue them, which I don't understand why they did not go immediately.
Maybe they were hoping that he would kind of, like, get himself out of it, or weren't sure the exact location at the time.
Yeah, that makes enough sense. It just feels weird because of that moment of, we need to go rescue him. It's like, you've apparently been standing here for a while because they had a break in between fights.
Yeah, but how long was it, necessarily?
Yeah, that's
true. It might
have
been, like...
No, you're right, you're right.
15 minutes or so.
And then, Tomura... trying to get through to Raito. Raito does not seem to know what happens to those who fail, which is weird because he's very adamant that he doesn't give a shit. And then he freaks out of it when Tomura tells him what he saw, which is weird because, like, they see people get cold-hearted all the time.
He even encouraged cold-hearting of a small child.
I feel like this is supposed to be hinting that we're going to find out more about cold-hearting soon and something else is going on. But yeah, it is weird because he really did not give a shit at the very concept a couple episodes ago. And then he also talks about Haruomi Commandramon, which I like pointing that out in response to Monodramon harming people. And then Tomura still trying to talk Raido down, and then he makes him evolve to Azhardamon. This is where we really needed another Raido episode. Like, okay, so they're just he's just fine evolving him now?
Mm-hmm.
I like how I can almost see you, like, shrug your shoulders, Deb.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, and Gekkoman's like, Azhardamon's crying! But then he's still asking Raido for E-Pulse, Gekkoman dodging, and then they have Gekkoman evolve. I like that Armalizamon is fast powerful. That's actually confusing Azhardamon and Raito. And then that's when his E-Pulse starts to wig out again to power up Ozdarmon. And bless him, Tomura is still trying to get through to him. And then he starts to just rant. Ozdarmon lands in front of him, saying he can do it. He's going to prove he's a genius. I like how Tomura and Armalizamon say he's a genius, like, to try to talk him down, but nope, just time to take him down. And then Raito's like, I want
to be acknowledged as a genius. Tomura's like, okay, you're a genius. And Raito's like, No, not by
you.
you.
Yeah. Then we get the clarification from Raito why they're being so powerful is they're in sync. They understand each other at this point. Raito and Monodramon functionally are partners who kind of just, they're friends, but they don't necessarily agree with what's happening or even necessarily understand each other. So it's kind of not powering up. And then Azdarmon gets taken down right as he reaches that conclusion and straight to the ED. Good episode. I think Beat Break's best when it focuses on the character stuff, which is not that abnormal for Digimon. The episode really wants us to feel something like to understand Raito, but they have not built the character enough to make that work.
Honestly, at this point, Monodramon has more personality than
No,
him.
he does. And like we even got like the speech from him in the cells. That could have been a moment where we get personality from Raito.
But no, he's just being like a antisocial little bitch.
Even the way he acts, it does feel like it clashes with what we were told about tactics and their entire introduction.
Yeah, it's like, wow, these are like the youngest tactics members, and they're better than all the other ones, and they're so in sync with their partners in Digimon. They work together as a team. And then they just fail horribly.
But yeah, I'd say the it's a good episode, but the things that keep it from being great are Raito's development, and I'm kind of pissy about like Hitomi being like a 5 second plot device, to be honest. I just
Also, kind of nice that she was like visiting the hospital.
Well, no, it was she was going in for a checkup or a thing in relating to her being better. I don't think she was
Oh,
visiting
right,
them.
okay.
Yeah, she had mentioned that she was called in because they had to, check to make sure she was still okay.
Okay. Yeah, I totally forgot.
And next time we get the one beside you, where hopefully we get some development with Raito and Monodramon.
Although, at
Hopefully.
least from the preview, it seems like it's going to be a Granite and Ludomon episode.
That's what it feels like. So then the cast stuff. Hiroichi was played by Kosuke Tanabe. I believe that was Greymon's partner. He was
Okay, yeah.
okay. So strangely, he was an in-episode adventure announcer in an episode of Adventure 2020, and he was Hanu. He
Funny.
was also Hanuman in Adventure, and in Ghost Game he was Ikakimon and Kyohei, and in Survive he was Baihuman. And then the in-episode announcer here was Yoshiki Kono. He is one of the Kinoko gang members. He was also the Edamon boss in Cross Wars and Hyangyomon in Ghost Game. Probably his best known role is he's Gilbert in Code Geass.
Shit.
And then, like we said, next time is episode 21, the one beside you. We'll see what happens there. I'm curious to see what happens because it feels like we need more development from Raito, but like you said, the preview does not feel like that's what the episode is about, at least at its core. So we will see. Although I guess they could just be taking out the tactics members before moving on to a 5-star arc.
Possibly.
Because we're actually like it was episode 14 where this started, right? I
13 or 14, yeah.
think it was 14, so that would be 7 so far. And then from some Beat Break related news. So first up, they announced a collaboration with the restaurant chain The Flying Garden, which I think it's gonna be like a half dozen locations. This is a place that focuses on various types of hamburger steaks and Western style comfort food. Their primary thing is they bring you like a iron skillet plate with a hamburger steak and sides on it. The way the text teaser stuff is worded, it sounds like they will have a Beat Break themed hamburger steak, probably themed after their signature one, the Bomb Hamburger Steak. Which the Bakudan. This apparently starts March 1st, so I would hope we'll get details soon.
Yeah, I've never heard of this chain restaurant.
To be fair, how often like would the family style chain restaurants we tend to not hear about because those are the ones that are always replaced in animes, and we wouldn't recognize it because they're not based on Western chains. Like if you replace a McDonald's or a Starbucks, we will recognize the fake McDonald's or Starbucks.
They're usually not very subtle.
Yeah. This, if it could have been replaced with something and been called like the Vine, and we would not recognize that it was a parody of this in the first place. And I'm not sure how big of a chain this is, to be honest. Like, I saw people say that it would be in five or six of them. I'm not sure how many there are. And then a big selection of production art this time. So first up, from episode 19, Chief Animation Director's Corrections for Tomoe, Reina, and two of Raito from Zhu Zhejiang. I think my favorite of these ones is probably Tomoro or Reina. I think Tomoro for this batch.
He just looks so startled.
Then we get a line test video of the battle between Osdarmon and Marasimimon.
Oh, that was so fucking cool.
I know, it was such a good one. And then they went a bit overboard this time with the art, and I think this takes us up to now. So we get young Reina, young Granite, Stella, and Moosemon. Hotaruko in her, this is her casual stuff she's wearing at home, right?
Yeah.
Nagisa, which was her mom, and her siblings Ko and Ao. Harumi and Commandramon each get two, which is nice. It felt like people were very
You're
happy
getting
to.
really good reference art.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it felt like the one people were happy to see was getting so much reference art of Commandramon.
Like, yeah,
Then
show
we
me details, show me turnarounds.
get Tomoro, Reina, Makoto, and Maki in their auction disguise. Well, disguises aren't quite right for Maki because that's just like an outfit, but that you know what I mean. Then we get art for Izumi, the Masked Woman, Yume, and Tikamon. Did we not get art for the Masked Woman when she first showed up?
I do not believe so. Or it might have just been just the mask itself.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't need to worry about her anymore.
No, rest in pieces.
And then a few things from Hakio Kiori, who played Yume in Tinkermon. She did a watch party, and unlike most VTuber watch parties, she had permission to put the episode in a corner. Toei and the Beat Break team let her do that. They pointed out that the watch along video will not be up permanently because they were able to put the episode there. And then she did a karaoke stream that was all Digimon songs.
I did not get a chance to watch all of that one yet.
I skimmed some. I was in the middle of doing work when it happened. I need to check because the actual song lineup was far wider than you would expect to see. Like, there's Adventures, there's Savers, there's Cross Wars, there was Try. I think. I need to check line, but it was like a wider lineup than you would expect. So, which is neat.
Yeah, I want to actually hear the rest of it.
Yeah. Then, Time Stranger, they formally announced DLC Pack 3, which is Anti-Paradox, which is the five Digimon being added are Yulforce Vigermon X, Dukemon X, Omegamon X, Magnemon X, and Jessmon X. You know what's funny about this one, Dev? When I woke
Osmaria
up,
is probably very happy at seeing all the spikes.
He is, but that's not what's funny. When I woke up and saw it, I wasn't completely awake yet, so I misread the title, and I thought they were doing something more interesting. I thought that I read, when it, Anti-Paradox, I thought I read Anti-Parallelmon. Like, we were getting, like, a swing last-minute reveal of an evolution for Parallelmon.
Oh, that would have been so fucking cool.
Yeah, so
Of course,
I
Osmaria is
misread it
a
waking up.
bastard.
I misread it waking up as Anti-Parallelmon. I'm like, oh, they're actually like doing something unexpected. And then, like, a few minutes later, when I go check, I'm like, weird. I don't see any of this. It's like, oh, I misread the title, and then my brain put together the rest. So this will be out in March, which is when we expected. Price is the same as last week, and they finished off that key art image they've been building up. And this one has you adventuring with Dr. Simmons and Asuna. I'm trying to decide, like, do you think there will be, like, ignoring that I feel like at this point we expect they're going to do some sort of more DLC, even if it's not, like, big. Do you think there'll be any acknowledgement that this is, like, the last pack in the story elements?
I don't know. My standards have been lowered greatly, so I still haven't had a chance to even play the game yet, so
To be fair, it will be much easier. That's one of the things where I am very happy it's going to be on the Switch. That opens it up to so many more people.
Yeah, especially because, like, the Switch I can just pick up and take with me. Very often, various family members are commandeering my computer.
Yeah.
So.
I'm very God, I can't imagine I will even try it on the Switch, but I'm very curious to see how performance will be changed to run it on there. Or maybe they fix the engine.
I'll be the one to figure it out.
Yep. So this will be out later this month. I'm trying to decide, do we expect middle of the month, or do we think, like, right before Digimon Con? Or even right after Digimon Con? After feels like too late. After feels like too late.
I was going to say, like, a little bit before.
That's what I think I feel. I keep trying. I don't know. I feel like I could see them going a bit earlier in the month and then throwing some type of weird teaser before Digimon Con to announce something else. Because the other thing is they've started doing the previews already. And the thing about the previews is there can only be so many of them with, you know, how many characters. So, like, they did a nice little preview spread in V-Jump. Then we got the tile preview for Megamon X. We got a tile preview for Magnemon X and a tile preview for Dukemon X. So we're only expecting 5 new characters and, you know.
Yeah.
But so that means if you do 10 previews between tiles and videos, there's only 7 days more previews. That's maybe 2-ish weeks. And that's including, you know, a few extra previews for other things. So I'm curious to see when we get it. And then, Dev, how are we feeling about Remember when Liberator was every other week, and now it's like, now I guess they're going weekly until the end now?
Yeah, it feels like every episode lately we've been going over it.
It's just weird because, like, they want it spread out, but they're also not just finishing it. It's just still going. I like Unchained starting off with a... Her speech doesn't work because it's the, if you're going to try and stand in my way... But that's been like this entire year, is her fucking with people for getting in her way. And then she merges with Ex Machinamon, and this is where I had to stop while I was reading it for a moment, because in my brain I was like, do you remember when they were very particular about the card game being the card game, and now we have characters combining with card characters? I don't
Just like, fuck it, just throw everything at
I don't dislike it, it's just... Remember when, like, the card game was, like, very specifically how the card game actually worked?
Yeah, now they're just like, yeah, no, this is the finale. We don't care, everyone.
Then we get Muchomon.
Throw the rules at the fucking door.
Then we get Muchomon, and then 2 Muchomon. And then I like Shoto asking his honest question. Unchained's very confused about the concept of being asked. And really, the strength of Liberator has been when things slow down for characters to talk. We get a good flashback of Shoto with the other characters. Close, looking like she doesn't really want to be there in the flashback is the funny part. And then, with the pride and hope and dreams of Deramon, Terramon's egg begins to hatch. And this is where my brain went, oh, wait, Muchomon is Deramon. I forgot. Because, like, they stopped, like, to have it be Deramon doing it. And, like, it's weird because I don't recall him doing anything as Deramon in the comic. Like, I remember Muchomon doing stuff as medieval Dukemon.
And Cockatrimon.
Yeah. Do you remember him actually doing anything as Deramon?
No, but I just assumed it was him just because, like, oh, okay, bird.
Yeah, that's why, like, my brain took, like, a moment to catch up. Like, oh, it's him, but he hasn't done anything as this character. And then Deramon is annoyed at his nap being interrupted. And I like Terramon talking back to Unchained, pointing out him and Shoto already beat the unbreakable fate she's talking about. He should not have his memories having come back as an egg.
It's and like, I've already broken the system. I can do whatever I want.
And then they remember
power of friendship.
And then they continue the power of friendship by remembering the novel characters there and having them action jump in. Do they do anything?
They I actually just don't seem to be like. Attacking the
okay. I was gonna say like
security.
I was gonna say like I remember them doing stuff in prior chapters, like they had the big moment of each one. This time, I only remember the jump in moment. I don't remember the follow through at all.
Yeah, and, like oh, attack the security.
And then I think one of my favorite moments this chapter is medieval Duke Mons beaten, unchained. Does she almost seems disappointed during the lecture to Shoto about, like, doesn't it feel like Unchained almost thought they would just lose right then and be proven wrong?
Bored.
And then bye-bye to Owen as positive words to Shoto. And now it's just Shoto and Terramon. Friends are gone. Everyone's gone, just them. And to be continued. So, Dev, I think you said that the final battle would end with 24 and then 25 would be a serious one. That's looking more close. Do you want to revise anything?
No, I'm pretty decently confident because there's going to be like two parts of like the final battle, of course, because they got to pull out like Vortextramon or whatever the fuck it was.
Now, the big question, Dev, when Liberator's done, is it actually done or does it just become like an Eliason webcomic?
Ooh, that would have to depend on how far along in revamping their, actual game programming would be.
And since Chat pointed out that Daramon appeared in duel once, we're not saying Daramon didn't appear. I mean, like, we had Muchomon doing character stuff in their other forms. Like, Dev saying as Cockatrimon, Muchomon talked and did stuff. But it was kind of minimal for Daramon. Oh, they're saying they appeared in a duel once in a novel. In the novel. I would have liked a bit more solid, like, oh, it's Muchomon. Or even have it be Muchomon, considering how, like, much they've glossed up Muchomon plot-wise. It might have been cool to actually have... What happened to the second Muchomon? I lost track of that with the card game stuff. I assume it fused or something.
I think deleted as part of a
okay, that's fine.
Card effect or some shit.
My brain just went, why don't they just have a Muchomon do it? Because there were two of them. And then it was the 6th anniversary of the Japanese theatrical release of Digimon Adventure Last Evolution Kizuna. It has been a wild 10 years since Digimon, like, properly came back. Like, it does not feel like this was 6 years ago.
Time is an illusion. Everything is... fucking horrible.
Yeah. I'm still holding out hope that we'll get some sort of 4K Digimon disc. I feel like this would be the first one.
I mean, the way it was made, it's definitely able to.
Yeah, they should be able to convert it to 4K and HDR reasonably easy. Especially with how much this sold on home video. This almost touched the original Adventure Blu-ray box, and nothing Digimon-wise gets close to that. The closest stuff to it has generally been Try. So, yeah, we'll see. We've definitely seen some card reprints and stuff, which we'll get to shortly. Yep. And then Digimon Con in the new V-Jump, they actually gave us the date. Digimon Con will be March 22nd at 9:30 Japan time. That's 5:30 Pacific. For you, that's 7:30 Dev, I think.
Thing is, like, I think that weekend I will be at a convention.
Well, that's the other thing, and I need to double check. I think I saw people talk about, like, there's a big Digimon card game event thing that weekend.
Yeah, March 20th, 22nd, I will be at Zenkai Con.
Will you be there the 21st?
Yes.
So we will see what pops up that weekend. I would expect... that since there does appear to be a Digimon card game thing that weekend, this may be the return of the everyone can go walk away and get a drink while they're doing card game stuff. Hopefully that does not balloon it. I've actually liked how these have gone a bit breezier since the first one. So we will see. And then New York Toy Fair was last weekend, and we got a number of products. So first up... we kind of knew new V-Pets were coming, but we didn't have details outside. They were probably going to be re-releases. So these are new shells for the version 20th. They use the English US programming. They're coming out in Japan first, but they'll be here in a few months. Here's what's interesting. First up, the colors themselves, they get detailed front colors, but not back. Back's solid. The retail price in the U.S. will be $20, which is very good, honestly. The most interesting thing here to me, Dev, is one, the which special egg you have is not a mystery anymore. If you look at the packaging, you can actually see under the Digimon logo, it shows the egg and which anime character you get.
Convenient.
Now, for the more interesting touch, so Dev and chat, you guys are looking at the V-Pets in some form. And you'll see the classic Digimon logo. That is not the classic Digimon logo. That is a new logo.
But it looks so cool.
I know. They did like a modern styled version of the original English logo, but they did not remove any of the personality from it. Because a lot
honestly,
of times...
this looks so much better than the new Japanese logo with the random ass fucking dots on it.
I know. The logo is much more minimal than the old one was. It's very much styled like the old one. It's just cleaner. But it's done in a way where a lot of people aren't realizing it's new because the styling is close enough that it just looks nice.
They did a good job. We're very proud of this graphic designer.
I know. And I have more photos of these I need to post. I keep getting busy with other things. And then they put up the pre-orders, which distracted me. So, Dev, out of these four colors, which do you think is the best?
I kind of really like the Agumon graffiti one.
I need to see if this is standby for the, are they actually only colored on the front, or are these just, like, prototypes? Because it looks like they're using that UV printing that they did for various Japanese ones where it's printed all over. So I'm wondering, is this, like, they're just showing the front, or is this only the front being colored? You know what I mean? Because some, like,
Look, it might also be the back, too.
That's true, but like...
And just solid color on the sides.
But like, looking at the Pixel Protein one, for example, how cool would that be if the red kept going on the final one? Like, on the top?
That would be cool as shit.
Like, it's a bit bland now since it's just the white. But we'll see. Also, I say this not jokingly at all, it doesn't fucking matter when they're $20. Like, this is a good price to have them at.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're still keeping them like around that price.
I thought it was going to be marked up to like 30 or 35, to be quite honest. Like, 20 is a good price.
But at that price, I don't feel like it would sell that well.
Neither do I, but like, at some point, price has just they've gone nuts lately. Yeah. Then Mighty Jax showed off Box Digimon Partner Series figures, and I feel bad because someone clearly touched these and fucked them up because there are other pictures where stuff is not as broken. Like, if you notice, various things are broken and things are in the wrong place. There are other photos I need to post where they're not all in the same place as they are in these photos. So I think what happened was that
someone couldn't keep their hands to themselves.
I believe that is what happened. Oh, and someone in the chat who I believe Peggy took some of the photos that I still need to post. She had to rearrange them to take the photos because some of them weren't even there. Yeah, so someone got to them before you, Peggy, because there were multiple photos that I saw where they kept moving around. I think on the first day someone broke them, is what I think happened. I like how the diorama boxes are the train car.
I also like the little scenery in the back in the lid of them. That's actually kind of neat.
I love this little diorama. My only concern is, what kind of price do you think these are? And you don't think these are blind boxes, do you? Because I could easily see the boxes closed in the packaging.
Oh God, I would fucking hate that.
I hope they're not blind boxes.
I would hope that they're not blind
boxes. Or if they are blind boxes, that they are reasonably priced.
Way too many companies are just going all in on making every single toy a gambling experience.
Yeah. And then Mighty Jax also had Digimon plushies on display in their plushie section.
They look fucking horrible. I'm sorry.
No, see, I actually like them, the cute little things. The one that people are most confused about is the Goblin with the two arms. I assume what's happening here is these are like test ones for approval, and they sewed on both arms because they aren't sure which Toei wants height-wise. Let me rephrase. I like these if they're under $10. If these are like 5 or 8, I like them. If these are 20, they're too much based on what I think the size is. I could be wrong. Like, come on, look at that Gomwon1. That Gomwon1's great.
His face looks horrible. Look at where his mouth is.
Well, remember, I believe these are like prototypes. I don't think these are the actual final ones. We will see. I could be very wrong.
I was going to say, these look like bootleg quality.
I assume these are like hand-touched up ones for to get certain things approved. I will wait to see what they actually look like. Like, remember when we saw the art renders of those foam keychains? And they weren't even necessarily coherent. And then we saw the Agumon. We're like, oh, this is amazing. The art does not represent Goomba Agumon properly. I will wait to see, because especially on a toy show, a lot of times these are prototypes. I'll wait to see. Am I wrong? Are there little cloth-like hanger rubber carabiner type things on them?
Look at
Gabumon's head behind his horn.
Yeah, you can also see it on top of Palmon, like right round where
Or
on the hat.
Yeah, I want to see what these look like when it comes time to order them. Because here's the thing, toy shows, so often there are prototypes and other stuff that don't look like the final toy. I also really do hope that the arm thing is for approval, so we'll see. Oh, and Peggy says the Palmon, the hat is removable. It has a rubber band on it. So the Mimi hat can be removed.
That's cute.
That is neat. And you can just see, like, the One Piece guys off to the side.
Please do not touch.
Especially after what happened, someone, like, messed up those figures. And then...
Also, like, the Dimension Furby just kind of, like, staring in from, like, the back left corner.
And... Before we move on to cards, remember the Japanese pre-orders for the V-Pets are already open. I think the U.S. release was scheduled for fall, but pre-orders will probably open in the next few months. I'm very curious to see if that packaging holds up. Because for general release, I'm not sure the mix of English and Japanese packaging is... It's weird, because the Japanese is almost wholly to like the... copyright marketing type stuff. So I'll be curious to see if that holds up. And then, Dev, are you ready for Card Palooza with reprints?
Not much.
Okay, so first up, we actually get new cards. It is parallel cards for Dynasmon and Roto Nightmon. I forget what the fucking attack with that mouth is. It's Breath of Wyvern?
Yeah.
Hooray, I got it correct for once.
Huzzah!
And then Roto Nightmon, this... Does it feel like this is another one where they're kind of doing the Ultraman pose?
Yeah.
I like the Ultraman pose, but I'm not sure what's doing there. And then we also get a Susanumon Ace reprint. And then we get a new parallel alt art of that card, which is anime art of Susanumon. We get the spirits of the six kids, and we get silhouettes of the other four spirits. And Susanumon's using the sword it pulls out of Zero Arms Orochi, which half the time I forget that sword exists.
So do I. I was only reminded it exists just now as you mentioned it.
Was that an actual sword, or was it like a... Wasn't it a sword of light? Was it an actual, like, metal sword?
The end of Frontier got me really, really bored, so it just kind of slips away from my brain.
I just don't remember. Like, in my brain, it's like a lightsaber type thing. Then, reprints of the six color memory boosts, reprints of the training cards, reprints of the scramble cards. I will say, it's a nice selection of reprints. I just don't think either of us have much to say about them, most of them. Crimson Blaze and Demonic Disaster. They actually go well together, side by side, I think. Which is funny, because these were not from the same set, originally. They look like they should be, don't they?
Aren't these supposed to look like the old Hyper Holosseum cards?
I don't... These may be ones where they're drawn in the style of... I just don't remember. Then, Tamer Card of Masaru, Awakening of the Sun, Man, I don't know how I feel about them doing reprints of screen cap cards.
Yeah, but I still really like that movie outfit on him.
No, that's new art. I specifically mean the option card where it's a reprint
Yeah.
of a screen cap card.
Yeah, it's just
Then
kind of meh.
reprint of Shine Grandma, that's still fucking badass art. That is good art.
Yes.
Then Shining Blast and Final Shining Burst. I always forget these moves have different names. It feels like they should be the same name, minus the final.
I guess one shoots out of his wings, one out of his hands.
Yes. Gabumon as little gremlin from final episode. And then Hero.
Yeah, with a gold border.
You know what's the funny thing is? I understand this is like a large reprint set and it needs to reprint from everywhere. Does it feel weird that we're getting cards that came out like less than a year ago?
Yeah,
Like,
like
I get
this isn't
why.
old enough to necessarily need a reprint, but yeah.
I get why, but yeah, it feels weird. Strongest of Brothers, which not only a screen cap card, a gold border variant of a screen cap card.
I'm sure everyone is thrilled to get that one.
You know what's weird? Does it feel like Hero's head is too wide? I think it's the coloring, the shading.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Then we get new card. We get Serious Smile with new anime art of him and Hero. I actually really like this card. Although the weird thing, Hero super looks like he does in Ghost Game, right?
Yeah.
Serious Mon, they've touched up the lines a little too much, so they don't completely match. And
I mean, at
then,
least the line weights are similar this time, not like way out of scale.
Then we get a parallel card of Serious Mon. Really great fantastic art. This is actually the first art we saw from the set like half a year ago. This was they just showed the art as like a it's coming. I'm not even sure we knew for a fact it
Fucking
was a
love the
reprint.
colors in the background of
I
this
know
one.
it's so good.
Like, give me this poster-sized.
Reprints of Alphamon and Omegamon. What's funny is I like this Alphamon card, but the Omegamon one's just so good. This one.
Yeah, it's like he's burning down your city.
No, it's Omegamon strutting in at the beginning just to show up to make sure people will buy Time Stranger by having him show up in the demo.
Yeah. I'm here to print money.
Reprints of Cool Boy, Royal Knights of the Purge, and The Last Guardian.
I really like that Last Guardian card.
I think the neat thing is reprinting them side by side, and the Omegamon pose is kind of the same, even though it's different artists.
Yeah.
Like, I
It's
don't
like
think.
it's the same angle.
Yeah, I feel like that's not something we would have noticed if they had not printed these side by side. Okay, we actually have an explanation in chat for why recent cards are being reprinted. They're recently released because they want new players to pick up the set to be able to fully build the decks from the set alone. That's probably why recently they've been going like, if you buy stuff from this set, you can build five decks without anything else. So that actually makes sense. They're recent cards that help.
Oh, okay. So,
Yeah, so that makes perfect sense now that that's been explained to us. So thank you for that explanation, Diegunder.
usable cards.
Yes. I think we got used to the when they did that last reprint set where it was just like kind of random what it was. This is to
Yeah.
help people build decks, basically. Reprints of Gilmon and Stingmon. Promo poster. So nothing super helpful in the previews down at the bottom. I don't believe we've seen this Imperial Dramon or Megamon art.
I do not recognize it either.
So I'm gonna guess special parallel art. Oh, I think it'd be neat profile shot cards of a number of Digimon, and they're gonna have the nice finish.
Ooh.
That'd be cool. Reprints of Tai Chi Yamato as seen in Kizuna, which very good timing.
Yep.
Agumon Bond of I'm calling it Bond of Courage. I still don't like that they did that.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I really don't like it. The entire point is it's supposed to be the name of the crest, Bond of Courage. I really don't. Fuckers. Gabumon Bond of Friendship. Is it still hilarious that 6 years later, the only time we've seen the motorcycle mode is in that one piece of social media art?
Yeah. They should pull it out in a movie.
Do something cool with it. Parallel
Have a
card.
motorcycle race, like all Digimon motorcycles in one race. They can do that.
It feels like if they do that, we'd all just go, it's like that Frontier episode.
Exactly, as it should be. Let them go Zoom.
Can we get Dogmon there? And God, who played him that did the vocal part? Was it Neil Kaplan? Who did the... I can't do it properly.
I certainly cannot remember.
Same. So yeah, Ty gets a reprint. War Greymon gets... That War Greymon card art's still good. That's such good art from Kenji Watanabe.
I was going to say, anytime Kenji Watanabe has card art at this point, it's just like, he goes hard on it.
Yeah. Metal Garurumon, also good. Reprints of Tamer cards for Takato Hiro and Takuyin Koji.
Neat.
You know what's weird? The Tamers one is from before they fully fixed doing anime-style art. So look at Takato's head, especially around like his mouth and chin.
Yeah, it just looks really...
Yeah, this is weird. Before they, like, really amped up that art. You know, what's weird is, I don't remember this problem with, like, Adventure 02 or Frontier. It was more specific to Tamers, I think, because Tamers is kind of like the 02 art style, but rounder. So I think it threw them off at the time.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. Let's see. Then, another Takato reprint, which is just... a few sets later, but they really have upgraded, like, doing his head.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little bit better proportioned, and also his mouth doesn't look like it was just pasted on with felt.
Yeah. Oh, and Tiny Iron Fist says it was Michael Sork who played Dogmon/Dokimon in the dub. So, yeah. Let's see. Then, reprints of Imperial Dramon Dragon Mode, Giga Death, and Return to the Primo Janitor. That as a screen cap card has always bothered me because the lighting just makes it look washed out. Like in the movie, it makes sense, but as a screen cap, it's sort of just like, yeah.
It looks like it's a poster that's been in a door window for like a couple of years and is almost completely bleached out.
Yeah. Then a new card for Pale Dramon, new anime style art. Evolution style background, which is weird because this is not the background for Pale Dramon, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he never actually appears on this type of screen. He gets the desert scene where the camera spins around him.
Yeah, because he gets 3D.
Yeah, and they show him with the Desperado Blaster. You know what the funny thing is, Dev? I did not double check, but when I was looking at this card, you know what it reminded me of? If you look at the background, doesn't it remind you of the EX1 background?
No, nothing is as bad as that.
To be clear, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying when I looked at it, I was going, huh, that's weird. It's an evolution-style background, but not one that matches Pale Dramon. Then I went, oh, I remember when we had a bunch of binary raining down on those cards week after week. V-Jump gets...
looking wretched.
I know. But to be fair, they have not done anything like that since, so we can forgive them.
They get to live another day.
Then V-Jump has two pages for the card game. They go over Vortex Dramon and Shoto from EX11. They go over Saver stuff in AD01 and a little bit at the bottom with event stuff. Does it feel
coming
that...
in the next episode of Liberator?
I was going to say, like, probably. Does it feel like the card section here did not have much to talk about? Because we get a page and a half about a set that came out recently. And then a half page of the upcoming set where they only really show off like three cards. And then moving on from cards, a new series of die-cut stickers will be in packs and vending machines, graffiti style.
These are really fucking cool.
So it's a mix of three things really. So the first is profile art. Then we get graffiti styling, and then character names in mixes of graffiti styling and custom imagery. So they all look very neat to me. I think some of the best ones, like, I think the Agumon one looks great.
I love the Impmon one.
The Geckomon one, I love the, like, swish tongue around the G. The Gilmon one does the hot feel a little too much.
Yeah, it's a little boring.
It feels like when someone has an actual poster that says Live, Laugh, Love on it.
Unfortunately.
Metal Greymon looks great. I feel like the funniest one to me is War Greymon, because one, as far as we know, these are only showing up in Japan, and they use Digivolution, which more and more they love using the little English franchise stuff, like the 25th anniversary anime short use the English logo. Am I wrong, or does Omegamon feel like the quintessential, like, generic graffiti font?
It does.
Bilsmon and Bilstarmon are kind of styled after each other, which works really well.
I really want these two, but also I love the Numamon one, because, like, there's the mouth, and it's basically like, are they telling us to eat shit?
Then we get the V-Pet 1 and 2 ones, which are great little evolution ones. Metal Groomon, I like. Does it feel like the background doesn't quite mesh with him? Groomon and Tyranomon are neat. Tyranomon kind of just uses the Metal Groomon background.
Yeah, it's just different colors.
The angels are neat, if a bit basic. And then the VIP, Terriermon Assistant.
Why does he say dream?
Because he's hoping for
Because
meat.
He's living it.
Devimon and Lady Devimon. I'm not sure I need Devimon to say cool and Lady Devimon to say darkness.
Yeah, they're not even really like a graffiti font for those.
Yeah. Then we get Lunomon and Coronomon, which is that supposed to be an and symbol in the middle, or am I misunderstanding
yes.
that symbol? Okay. And then Monzaemon with love. Does it feel we should be seeing his heart attack? And
lost opportunity.
And then Monzaemon is says happy because he's just happy to be included. Then we get a few based on the V-Pets, and also that horrible logo.
Yeah, they should have just used the logo from the
V-Pets?
V-Pets, yes.
Oh, you know what's weird? An even better logo. Look at the Digimon logo they made for this thing, where it's a pixel font, and it doesn't look hideous. That'd be
They're
fun.
They're just really trying to push that really ugly fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. So these will be out March 20th. Packs in stores will be 220 yen. Packs in vending machines will be 200 yen. It looks like it's 4 random per 200 yen. So that's about $1.20, $1.50. That's not bad. I wonder if with the English stylings that they intend to have these come out here.
I could definitely see these in like those multi-sticker packs, like at Five Below, like they do with like the Hatsune Miku ones.
Yeah, I completely agree on that. Then, also from V-Jump, they went over some products. So, the Digimon Beat Break and Digimon Adventure Winter products, we already went over, but they go over them again here. A few of the Digimon Time Stranger products they announced recently. They also detailed the bonus postcards, which all three are eligible for. Nothing super exciting. This was a very calm V-Jump month.
Like, next month it'll be crazy for Digimon.
It really feels like this is we have to fill at least 4 pages to keep a minimum of 4 pages. So here are 4 pages. And then poll results. So we get the results from the Add to the Reference Book in 2025 Part 2 and combined total results. So Armalizumon and Trotmon, those make sense. I'm not sure they make sense quite how close they are.
I don't know. Chirotmon is actually the best design ever. So.
Parallelmon's interesting, as I can't decide if it actually deserves to be up that high or if that was an attempt at brigading. Because, I know fans like it, but he never actually did that much in an interesting way. And he wasn't even that interesting in the DLC.
Maybe they're just happy because, like, yay, V-Tamer.
I guess. But then you get ones like, okay, is Metatromon really 6%? Maybe. Maybe Metatromon is. Great Grismon is not 6%. And I don't think the Craniumon and Enbarmon. I like how Craniumon and Enbarmon get 6%. Enbarmon's only 1.6. No one gave a shit about that Digimon. I will say, the one that is far lower than I expected was Cougarmon. Cougarmon just did not perform.
He's a good kitty, but at the same time, he was in, like, the same bracket as some that were...
Absolutely. I'm just shocked, like, just how low he got. I feel like Wolvermon would have performed better if she could win a fight. Although I am shocked how low Murasumon is, to be honest. I feel like this is one where there's just a lot of weird things to vote for, and a lot of the votes went to Armaluzumon and Chiratmon.
Yes, as they deserve it. Cause
yeah. And then
Neon Lizard, but also
looking
Precious Bat Baby.
At the full results, I still think one of the funniest reactions was, I don't remember who it was, but when they were going over the results, they actually just ignored that Magnetramon was there. Like, when they talk about it, and at the end they're like, yeah, I'm not going for Magnetramon because that one's too obvious that it got brigaded in.
Yeah.
Like, we're not being mean like that, but yeah, like, I'm trying to decide who else I think could have been brigaded. What's funny is, I think there's only one, at least looking at the overall results, that to me feels too high, to be honest. I don't think Skull Seedramon's that popular. Is Skull Seedramon popular enough that it's right under Parallelmon?
I don't know, Skull Seedramon kind of fucks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Dev. Fucks in that case means beating the shit out of you. Almost everyone that I've seen play that game fucking hated that boss. Like, just upset about it. That's one of those bosses where they flip what they block. So, like, they block all magic. And then they do something, and then they block all physical attacks. And the character does nothing else in the game. It shows up just to fuck with you for one boss fight, and that's it. I don't think it talks. I don't think it has story. I think it's literally just, you're walking by, and then, blah, 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 boss. Like,
I think I like it even more now. I was just going purely by design aesthetics, but now I love this thing.
Just because it's there to piss people off?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I don't even think it's on purpose. I think it's just a badly designed boss fight. Like, the concept works. That's a well-worn RPG boss fight concept. It just, I had leveled up enough that I just kind of beat the crap out of him, but even still took me a decent amount of time. I want to say, So,
the mechanic of it wasn't really well...
No, it's one of those things where it doesn't... I don't remember, it's been a while. I just remember it feeling like the mechanic wasn't that well done. Even though it's a mechanic that, always shows up in JRPGs. Like, you have to attack with only magic. And then it, you know, spins and a color of something changes. And then you have to only do physical attacks. And then, you know, it does that over and over.
It seems like it might have not been, well communicated to the player early enough.
Weirdly, I don't remember that being the issue. Although, I guess we should comment on the two lowest ranked, Mockingbirdmon and Mulemon. Not that shocking, to be honest.
No.
See, I'm looking at the bottom of the overall list, and I'm going, at what point do I hit one that I feel like should be higher? And I feel like it's Cougarmon.
Yeah, because all the other ones are like, okay, these are basically the same evolution line, and they're essentially cannibalizing each other's...
Like, Cougarmon and Murasumon together, combine both things, do not even hit 3%. That actually surprises me, to be honest.
Yeah, but... Chiratmon.
I like how no one in chat's, trying to defend the two that were at the bottom, and we're like, yeah, these make sense. Not a single defense. Like, here's the thing. I could understand defending Skull Seedramon. Like, I get it. I don't necessarily think it really is that popular, but I get the defense of it. No one's defending those. Or I agree, or I understand the defense of Magnetic Dramon last week. Was that 2 weeks ago? Whenever it was.
Two. I think it's two.
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
And then, moving on to the potpourri stuff. So, the Toei Animation online Twitter, which show they stock the same stuff as Annabirth, and they shut off images of the data screen and analyzer products. And these are cooler than I think we thought they were. The magnets especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were gonna be like a lot
flatter.
Just
yeah.
Yeah, but
you know what I think really... you know what I think we thought the magnets were gonna be? I think we were expecting rectangle can badges.
Yes. That's pretty much what I was imagining.
Like, these actually have, dimension to them. Even, I can see the dials of the old TV.
Yes.
So, those are at the Toei Online store now for import. I think they have Bai integration now, which is dangerous, frankly. Flasic,
for our wallets?
Yes. Flasic, who does the Korean orchestra stuff, is teasing that they're doing another Digimon one in April. I don't. The last one was sometime last year. I forget when it was, but they're teasing they're doing it again. Ayumi Miyazaki. Sorry, Dev, go ahead.
I just said neat.
Oh. Ayumi Miyazaki showed off photos from Kokorokan again. He guested during the Anime All-Star stage event. He sang the B melody of Wir Werden Siegen, which is the German version of Braveheart, with Frank Schindel, who sung the original German song. He says this is another version of Braveheart that he feels like he mastered. And on day two, he mentioned he was nervous about his concert because it's a very large audience. He performed Rose from Nana, which is popular. He was surprised how many people there actually knew he was the composer for the song. And then he liked performing, and they did the German Braveheart the night before. He studied late at night so he could help with the performance that day.
He's getting around.
I think that one was Butterfly. I think I forgot to write it. But yeah, his travel schedule lately has been insane. Then the Digimon Adventure 02 / Ojimajo Doremi joint 25th anniversary exhibition closed, and they did a quick walkthrough of some of the stuff for people who wanted to see it. I will say, I feel like it was a little too quick. Did you watch this, Steph?
No, not yet.
If you watch, you know when you, like the joke, someone like doing a tour of something and they're like almost running?
Yes.
It is that. Like, I think it's like under a minute long, the tour video.
I go fast.
Then a few card thing. We see Maguro posted a similar photo to what Shiba posted last week, showing Maru-chan's final recording session. We get a hint that Maru-chan was happy that it was a good match for his last one. And Maguro says that will be shown on an episode in March. And then from a recent card game event, Maguro and Shiba acting as post, and Shiba showed up in one of his costumes.
It's amazing.
Am I wrong, or have we actually seen this exact costume before? It's not. I don't think it's a new one. Remember when he used to have costumes all the time before they wanted him to formally host events, and he had to calm down a little bit?
They should just let him wear whatever he wants.
Remember the Andromon one?
Yes.
That was great. As Maria put up art to celebrate the pre-order of the Figurai Standard Amplified model kit of Magna Grumon, so fucking good art. Here's the thing. We're so used to him from Digimon, we forget that, like, he's a well-known Gundam artist. He does art for Symphogear. He does art for all types of things with, like, mecha and mecha-type designs.
Yeah, we're just so used to, yay, spikes.
Well, it's like, one of the things that he's known for the Gundam stuff is he draws the SD comics for Gundam Seed. So he's drawing, like, chivies and stuff. Every time I think of that, I start laughing because that is not what he draws for Digimon. He also responded when they showed the DLC trailer. He did, like, a little emoji, like, he didn't know it was happening. And I think based on the emoji, that's accurate. Like, it wasn't like a wink wink. It was more like, oh, he's so happy it's happening. Okada and Mitsu, who designed Hina for Digimon Lynx, did art to celebrate being 10 years since Hina first greeted people in the game. Now, I believe Lynx came out in March, so I assume this is like from the beta before the game was formally out, I think.
Good art. It's hard to tell with the...
Sometimes the way mobile games come out is hard to tell.
Because that and they kill them off so quickly, so it's really hard to tell.
Then Hakio Kiori, who played Yume in Tinkermon episode 19, she showed her script with a photo of a plush of her and the Gekkomon Otodama. She said she plans to display all of them together.
Aww.
Then she later posted an image of a different plush of her, which she called Koyomon, saying she shrewdly bought merchandise of her favorite character, which she displayed alongside Gekkomon. And then,
very nice plushie collection.
Yeah, then from that karaoke stream, the key art for that was art of her as Tinkermon.
That is really cool looking.
Yeah, neat little touch there. I feel, is something familiar about the artist? Like, I don't know who the artist is, but the art, like, is like poking the right part of my brain where it's like, I've seen something here.
It kind of gives me slight Akamine Aki vibes.
Maybe.
Especially, like, the line weight.
Yeah. Oh, that might be what it is. Then a few more bits of art from Beat Break 19 that showed up either we missed last time or put up after. Mashiro 3380 worked on direction and storyboards and posted art of Hodoruko eating. Parshwa Nathwani posted art of Yume and Tinkermon. They did layouts and key animation. Very nice art on this one.
That's so sad.
Sin Wong did layouts, and Genga thanked the staff for the hard work. Drew Raito with ePulse.
That's really
I
cool,
love when
those.
they do when we get hand-drawn logos added to these. We've gotten it a lot with Beat Break, which is why it's so noticeable for me. Then Chris Stoney did layouts and key animation, did a nice image of Tomuro and Gekkoman. Gekkoman looks so happy here.
He's adorable.
Card game art, we get the Kuramon giving some pointers to the new Digimon villain on the block, with the description reading, "The strategy the Mequinomons have implemented is to become shields to protect the boss. Apparently, they got some pointers from a certain Digimon."
This is adorable.
I know. That's such a good joke. And I like how even the text is like, "Senpai, good to see you today." Yeah. Now watch this real close and take notes, kid. They're showing him how to die, basically. Then we get art from some of the Liberator staff. Usagi Bochi, very nice forward shot of Teramon. I think this one stands out because Usagi Bochi often does very, very, for their little, unofficial ad type images, they often draw really cool, complicated stuff.
He's just so soft.
Yeah. And then Tomoe One did a comic style art of Teramon, and they say that guy doesn't have enough power, but with the prayer of Daramon, he will.
That one is really cool.
It is. It's just funny. It's just the Daramon. This is funny to me. Then from Beat Break 20, Takeru Kojima, the character designer for Beat Break, posted art of Teramon assistant enjoying some meat with a few recent cameos. He's about to have a bad fucking day. Do you think he's going to have his food stolen, or do you think he's going to be eaten?
I think he actually bullied the other two.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Yes.
And then we get Akimini Aki with a somewhat sad-looking Raito. He's sad because he got beaten again.
You
That,
earned a perfectly good tactics member. Look at him, he's got depression.
to be fair, I think he had depression beforehand.
Gifted kid burnout.
And for overall questions, Tiny Iron Fist asks, does it look like Gekkoman's wearing sandals? It doesn't look like sandals to me. It looks kind of like rubbery shoe. Oh my god, I know what it is.
Is he
Dev.
wearing Crocs?
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like they're actual like feet and hands, but they're styled like Crocs, like Tomuro wears. Where they're kind of like puffy rubber type things. Foam. Where like, yes,
Yeah.
where like he has feet, normal feet and hands, but they are styled like Crocs.
Oh my God.
In chat, you guys can throw in your questions while we start with the ones that were sent in ahead of time. Someone said, I'm not asking about any specific Digimon to get model kits, but since they announced Susanumon, are there other Digimon you'd like to see made in a special, in a similar special fashion? I feel like the cheat easy answer here is the right one, which is Cross Wars characters. Like, come on, wouldn't you like to see like, oh, it's a $20 Shoutmon kit. It's a $25 Bleastmon kit, and they're nice standalone kits on their own. But then
I
whoever you
would
get,
really love a Deckardramon.
my only issue with a Deckardramon is it feels like to be cool enough, that would be big. Because then you also need to have the Greymon, the brain froze, Male Birdramon.
Male Dramon.
It feels like to do anything with Deckardramon, you'd need so much large kits.
Well, that's if only if you're making them to scale with each other.
Well, you'd have to combine them, is what I mean. Because I guess the question is, if you're not doing Deckergreymon, what do you do with Deckergermon?
Use them as a stand for the other ones.
Actually, that would be fun. Then the second answer is also a cheat, which is we're definitely going to get Susanumon premium shiny vacuum metal, whatever from Premium Bandai, and it's just going to come as
Pearl
Susanumon.
fucking transparent glitter bullshit.
Yeah. To be fair, they've all looked good except the Duke Mon.
I mean, that we couldn't fucking tell.
Yeah. Stark asked, you prefer Digimon partners who are mirror images of the human or opposing personalities? They think both are good, but what if we had a preference? I feel like it's more how the characters mesh. Like, in the sense that, like it's kind of a cheat because, like, in Adventure, they're all sort of mirrors in a specific way. But, like, Joe and Gomamon mesh well, even though they act different.
Yeah, it's like, how do these characters interact and grow over the length of the series?
So I don't think I have a preference for if they're mirrors or opposing. It's just if they're done well. Like, I guess an example of thinking about is they've done the legwork on, to some degree, on Chirapmon and Makoto. But I feel like we have not seen enough of Reyna and Pristimon. Like, as a team for me to know how I feel about them.
Again, hopefully it shows up in further episodes.
Yeah. Then someone said, how has DevCube been handling the cold? Enough hot drinks and staying warm?
Absolutely not.
And then they also said,
there have been zero hot drinks and I've just been shuffling.
They also said they heard the weather wasn't so good in California lately, so they thought that that's how I'm doing. I'm fine. It's mostly been rain in the occasional cold front, but nothing really that bad. Like, I believe there was a flood warning a few days ago, but that was about it.
I am balls deep in snow. There is so much.
Then
it never ends. It was just starting to melt.
And then, Dev, with the ending is near for Liberator, of all the characters in Digimon Partners, who's your favorite duo dynamic? Who's your biggest surprise that made you like them and biggest disappointment? I feel like the best dynamic, if I had to guess, I think Dee and Dev probably have the same answer, and I would say it's Yuki and Nipmon.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise. Altea and Espeon is who the biggest surprise for me. Who's the biggest surprise for you, Dev?
I don't know. Hard to say. Maybe, like, Close and Sandrizamon.
That's a good one.
Oh, you actually have a personality after all.
Yeah, I feel like I would want to answer, like, Violet for this, but Violet's exactly who I thought she was going to be, and I'm amused by it. I have nothing bad to say, like, that actually surprised me.
Yes, I love Ghostmon as her little butler.
Biggest disappointment? I feel like it's somewhere between Ryutaro and Tyrannomon and Winner and Funbeamon, just because they have not done all that much, really.
Had enough.
Yeah, like, they're, yeah.
So, like, the web novel, like, the way that it was partitioned out, it kind of, like, made keeping up with it just kind of a bit of a slog, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about
it. And also, by the time the next part comes out, it's just like, okay, what the fuck happened last week? Is there a time skip or what happened? So, I mean, there's probably more character interactions that have just bled out from my brain.
I wouldn't be shocked if the same thing happened to me. Some said, at the moment, where would you rank where would you rank Beat Break among Digimon anime TV shows? I feel like for me, it's like middle of the pack, a bit higher though.
The upper third.
Yeah, I feel like mine's like maybe right at the bottom of the upper third. Without, like, actually ranking and putting it together, it's somewhere around there for me, I think.
Yeah, because at least for all the other series, we kind of have the knowledge of, like, how the entire thing has played out.
Yeah. And here's the thing. A few things in Beat Break could easily make stuff we're complaining about now make more sense and be better, or it could trip and fall on its face. We don't know. So it's sort
of, because Ghost Game was like, wow, this is one of the best ones. This is cool.
And within
really fun character dynamics.
I feel like until 11, we were really feeling it. And then it just, it's Sideshow Bob with the rake. Just over and over. Let's see. After Liberator ends, do you think they should release physical comics for all the chapters? I feel like the issue there is the vertical scroll type does not always format well to physical. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It feels like more realistic might be like do an actual like digital collection release you can buy to support Liberator. Something like that might be more realistic. And like, to be
Yeah,
clear,
rather than
they have
having to go
they,
onto the webcomic sites.
yeah, they have released, it was like the first chapter to have Liberator they did do as a promotional comic printed. I just don't know how well that's going to play in the sense of print like volumes of it to sell. I feel like digital, it's digital or nothing. Even if I probably would buy a physical one if they did it. Yeah. You were going to say something, Dev?
Nah, just pondering.
Okay. Let's see. Any movies, TVs, or games coming up soon that you guys are excited for?
I want to see the Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Is that soon? I mean, I know it's this year, but that's later in the year, I think, isn't it?
I think it's in the later spring, I think.
Second. Mario Galaxy movie. It's going to be like, oh, it's an April 1st. Yes, it is. Okay, so yeah, that's actually like a month. That's a month away.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like the two things that are soonest are actually both this week. So first is Resident Evil Requiem. I'm feeling it in a way I've not been feeling Resident Evil games for a while. Like, you know how sometimes you get, there's something in the air and you can feel it for like a game or a movie and you can just go, I think this is tailored.
You're vibrating out of your skin to play it.
Yes. Like, the last time I felt this for Resident Evil was the original Resident Evil 4. So it's been like 20 years since I felt like this, like, mentally, like, ooh, I want to play it. And then the other thing is, I think it's Wednesday, is the new Scrubs. I love Scrubs, so I've probably unreasonably high hopes for more.
I've never watched it except for random clips and memes, so...
Oh, Scrubs is so good. Scrubs, it will make you laugh, and then it will immediately, like, grab you, hug you, and just start punching you in the stomach. And then they kill Brendan Fraser. Anyone who's seen Scrubs knows I'm not joking. And the best part about the Brendan Fraser thing is they do that trick twice with Brendan Fraser, and you fall for it both times when I originally watched the show. Everyone fell for it, and they did it twice.
Is Brendan Fraser playing the same character?
Yes. So here's the thing. When he shows up the first time, it's he's friends with Dr. Cox. They haven't seen each other in years, though, and he realizes something. He hasn't seen a doctor in years. Dr. Cox has blood tests done just to make sure he's okay. And then at the end of the episode, you realize like half the episode is a delusion, like to avoid telling him there's something wrong. So at the end of the episode, you realize most of the episode has been him trying to avoid telling him that he actually has like cancer or something. And then, or like a blood, I don't, something. And then a year and a half.
Something horrifying is going on.
Yes. Then a year and a half or 2 years later, he comes back and Dr. Cox has another patient. He asks him to wait, you know, he'll be fine. They're there for his son's christening. Dr. Cox's son, that is, who is who he's married to his sister.
Okay.
So he tells him to wait. They have a patient to deal with. And he finishes with the patient. He goes back to sit with his friend, talk. And then the nurse pops in, lets him know the patient died, unfortunately.
Oh.
So episode goes through. And he's spending time with his friend and he's avoiding life. And then they're going to the son's party. And you realize, why is Dr. Cox in a suit? And then someone's talking to Dr. Cox, and Dr. Cox says something weird, and he looks at him, and he just goes, where do you think we are? You find out the nurse popped in to tell him the friend died. So the entire episode, okay, he's been delusionally imagining him again. They did the same trick twice, and they actually killed him the second time. Yeah. Let's see. So yeah, I'm very excited for more Scrubs. It's good. Let's see. Last chance for questions in chat. Someone said, what would you like to see for the next time we get a Digimon movie? I feel like if they do a Digimon movie, like, we both understand, sorry, go ahead, Dev.
Explosions.
Well, yes, explosions, but I feel like we both do fall into the vein of, we understand that the Digimon come back, the epilogue counts, everything. I feel like if they do another movie with the Adventure Crew, they have to actually deal with that, and not just be it happened, we know it happens, like, actually plot, deal with it. I feel like if you do another movie and you don't deal with that, it becomes a bit assy. And explosions. Let's see. Doesn't look like there's any more questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Take a look at either Mulemon or Mockingbirdmon, because that's all the love that they're ever going to get.
let's see. I believe we'll be next Monday again. Thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.